Welcome to an enlightening podcast from IslamPodcasts.com. We encourage our listeners to please comment and let us know how we can grow in our knowledge to better serve our community. Please remind your family and friends to also visit IslamPodcasts.com for engaging discussions on current events, Islamic guidance, Quran, tafsir, seerah, and much more. Thank you for listening to this podcast. Podcasts on current events, Islamic guidance, Quran tafsir, and seerah are available at islampodcasts.com as well as on iTunes. Rate, review, and comment and let us know how we can grow in our knowledge to better serve our community. Please subscribe, share, and tell a friend about islampodcasts.com as well as rate, review of iTunes.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. All praise is due to Allah, and may the peace and the blessings be upon our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My dear respected brothers and sisters in Islam, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I would like to welcome you all tonight to this very special event. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless us in this gathering, and that He blesses us with knowledge that benefits us, and that He moves us away from knowledge that does not benefit. For tonight's event, insha'Allah ta'ala, we will begin with the best of speech, the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by having a recitation from the Qur'an, after which we will have the speaker come to address this topic, followed by a Q&A session. And then after that, we have some light refreshments, some tea, coffee, and biscuits. Also, we have a booklet that we'll hand out, inshallah, at the end, which also talks about this event. It's just a short booklet, but mashallah, it has a lot of information for us that we can share with others. So without further delay, inshallah, we'll bring upon the Quran reciter, Brother Zahir Nabilsi, inshallah ta'ala.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون أياما معدودات فمن كان منكم مريضا أو على سفر فعدة من أيام أخر وعلى الذين يطيقونه فدية طعام مسكين فمن تطوع خيرا فهو خير له وَأَنْتَ صُومُوا خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ شَهْرُ رَمَضَانَ الَّذِي فيه القرآن هدى للناس شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان فمن شهد منكم الشهر فليصم ومن كان مريضا أو على سفر فعدة من أيام أخر يريد الله بكم اليسر ولا يريد بكم العسر ولتكملوا العدة ولتكبروا ولتكبروا الله على ما هداكم ولعلكم تشكرون وإذا سألك عبادي عني فإني قريب أجيب دعوة الداعي إذا دعان وإذا سألك عبادي عني فإني قريب أجيب دعوة الداعي إذا دعاني فليستجيبوا لي وليؤمنوا بي لعلهم يرشدون وإذا سألك عبادي عني فإني قريب أجيب دعوة الداعي إذا دعان فليستجيبوا لي وليؤمنوا بي لعلهم يرشدون صدق الله العظيم.
بارك الله for that recitation, Brother Zahir. In 2 weeks, inshallah ta'ala, we will be welcoming a special guest. In 2 weeks, a special guest will approach our doorsteps. And this special guest is none other than the special and blessed month the month of Ramadan. Some of us will be blessed enough to witness this month, and others, unfortunately, were not given the opportunity of witnessing this month. The obligation of this month has been set for us in the Quran. As the brother mentioned in his recitation, فَمَنْ شَهِدَ مِنْكُمُ الشَّهْرُ فَشَهْرَ فَلْيَصُمْ. Those of you who witness this month must fast. And then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the one who came and gave us the practical side of things, who explained for us the Quran, gave us the methodology of how we should begin to fast. In the hadith, when he said, "Sumu li ru'yati wa aftiru li ru'yati," fast when you see it, when you witness it, and end your fast when you see it. So the matter should be easy for us, but this is not the case. For year in and year out, the whole issue of when we should start fasting and when we should celebrate Eid becomes the talk of the town, and everyone begins to debate of when we should start and when we should finish. And the whole debate arises on whether we should follow global sighting, or whether we should follow local sighting, or whether we should follow the methodology of astronomical calculations. All of these questions arise, and sometimes as Muslims, we tend to use our minds to see what sounds more logical to us. And whatever sounds logical, we follow this. And this is not the correct way. To follow logic is not the correct way, because everyone will come with their own logic. Everyone will take what benefits them and what is logical to them. But the correct way to approach this issue is to go back to the Quran and the Sunnah. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us our minds in order to understand the text, in order to understand the Quran and the Sunnah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَا كَانَ لِمُؤْمِنٍ وَلَا مُؤْمِنَةٍ إِذَا قَضَى اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ أَمْرًا أَنْ يَكُونَ لَهُمُ الْخِيرَةُ مِنْ أَمْرِهِ. It is not befitting for a believer, male or female, that when a matter has been decided by Allah and His Messenger, that we come with our own opinion, that we come with our own minds. Rather, our mind is there to understand the text, to understand the Quran and the Sunnah. And to address this topic, I would like to call upon Brother Abu Anas, who is an active member in the Australian community and has been around for a long time, has so much experience in these critical topics that the Ummah are faced with. So without further delay, I would like to call Brother Abu Anas to address us, inshallah ta'ala, tonight on this topic.
بارك الله فيك يا بلال. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، وأشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد وعلى أزواج محمد وعلى أصحاب محمد وعلى من تبع دينه ونهج نهجه إلى يوم الدين. أيها الإخوة والأخوات، السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. For sure, I will speak in my language, in my English language, but I hope you will understand me. The topic tonight is not new. I think you listen to it every day, every year. And I'm not going really to give a speech, a traditional speech. I'm going really and that's all what I try to do, to understand what's going on. For me to understand is more important than just to give information. It's easy to give information. Anyone can give information. And today, if you go to Google, put any topic, you have thousands of pages, you can read. You can put sheikhs, give talks, and just you listen. It's easy to do that. But end of the day, we haven't solved any problem. And I see the struggle today in the world is to attack, to destroy the way of how a Muslim should think, how a Muslim should deal with the Sharia. The whole struggle is really on this point, how a Muslim should deal with the Sharia. If we have this one, if we won this struggle, I don't have any problem if we as a Muslimin have different ijtihad. And no Muslim should feel bad if there is different ijtihad on any issue in Islam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one who said, وَاعْتَصِمُوا بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا وَلَا تَفَرَّقُوا, do hold on the rope of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is the deen of Allah, which is the Quran and the Sunnah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who said that, he is the one who revealed the Quran to us. And this Quran, and in its ayat, there are some clear-cut ayat, meaning in ayat, قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدْ اللَّهُ الصَّمَدْ, clear-cut ayat, وَأَقِيمُوا الصَّلَاةُ, do pray, fasting is must, فَمَنْ شَهِدَ مِنْكُمُ الشَّهْرَ فَلْيَصُمْ. There are clear-cut issues in Islam, in the Quran, and in the Sunnah. But there are thousands of issues, ayat and hadith. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, يعني الرحمن الرحيم, he is the one, he put it in a way that people can understand it in a different way. And Islam accepts that. That's why he gives rewards for the mujtahideen, whatever their ijtihad is. And historical, from in the time from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Muslims have done ijtihad, ulama have done ijtihad. And we know the hadith, إذا اجتهد المجتهد فأخطأ فأصاب. If a mujtahid do ijtihad, عالم, who have the knowledge, he do ijtihad. If he has the right ijtihad, Allah give him two rewards. If he has the wrong ijtihad, he do mistakes as a human being, still Allah give him one reward. If in case like that, where Allah gives two rewards or one reward, why should I feel upset? Why should I feel bad if someone has different ijtihad? Just relax, normal. If you want to debate it with knowledge, okay, go debate it. Bring your evidence, hadith, the ayah. Speak how you, what's your evidence, how you understood it, how it's stronger. But don't blame the other. Don't attack the other opinion. Because in ijtihad, no one in this earth know which ijtihad is right, which ijtihad is wrong. Only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala know that. Still, if you say, most likely I am right, on the end you say, Wallahu ta'ala a'lam. Every mujtahid has to say, after his ijtihad, Wallahu ta'ala a'lam. But in the clear-cut issues, you didn't say, Ramadan, fasting Ramadan is must, Wallahu a'lam. No, you say, fasting Ramadan is must. Because clear-cut issue. Anyone has doubt on that, is not a Muslim. طيب. Our topic today, for sure, we can speak about beautiful about Ramadan. The ayat which the brother has read. Ramadan fasting was in the beginning of Islam not must as we know it now. It was only 3 days the must to fast 3 days in Ramadan. And Rasulullah SAW, when he moved to Medina, he was fasting 3 days and the Ashura. But then with the other ayah revealed, فَمَنْ شَهِدَ مِنْكُمْ الشَّهْرَ فَلْيَصُمْ, whoever witnessed the month of Ramadan, from that day, the whole Ramadan fasting become a must for all Muslims. Now, and that's for, again, how to think, how to deal with the Quran, with the Sunnah, how a Muslim mind should be used toward the Quran, the Sunnah. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say to us, وَأَقِيمُ الصَّلَاةِ, do pray. In Arabic language, as-salah is a dua, original. In the language, pure language, before Islam was revealed, as-salah is a dua. Just ask. طيب, here, when Allah says, وَأَقِيمُوا الصَّلَاةِ, do pray. What should I do? Here, the sunnah is coming to explain that. We say this is mujmal. أَقِيمُوا الصَّلَاةِ is general. What's that? How? What's details? The role of the sunnah here is to clarify that, to give the details, to show how. Rasulullah SAW came and said, صلوا كما رأيتموني صلي, do pray, like I'm praying. And he done that 5 days, a time a day, and how fajr, how dhuhr, not all the details which we know. طيب. ورسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ولله عن الناس حج البيت. Allah asked you to go to do the Hajj. In the language, Hajj was a ziyara, any visit. Travel to visit is Hajj. But in the Sharia, no, it's to go such area, special area, in some time, and to do special things. That's the ibadah, that's the worship. فَسَيِّدَّ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمِ يَكِبْسِيَ خُذُوا عَنِّي مَنَسِكَكُمْ Follow me in the Hajj. And he showed us exactly how to do Hajj. Now, then here with the Quran, if it is general, no one has the right to use his own mind and to put meaning for the Quran. If it is, you speak about ibadat, about actions, here I have to ask, if Rasulullah SAW came and explained it, I have to take it as Rasulullah SAW has done it. When the issue of Ramadan coming, okay, do fasting. The ayat was very clear. Sayyidina Rasulullah SAW came with a hadith. Say, what the brother has mentioned before, صوم لرؤيته وافطر لرؤيته. Do start fasting when you see the hilal, the moon, and stop, break your fasting when you see the moon of the next month. Again, then that's the first statement from Rasulullah SAW, how to start this month. No one has the choice to change that any time until Judgment Day. Then from that time, the text itself, صوموا, do fasting. This order to all Muslims. يعني الواو واو الجماعة he speak with all Muslims without any exceptions. All Muslims fast, do start fasting, صوموا, and that's general Muslim. To do any exceptions, again, it's not up to me, up to you. To do any exceptions, it's not up to me, up to you, not up to anyone. Is there any exceptions? We have to ask Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. إذا صوموا لرؤيته when you see it. Arabic language is not poor language, it's very rich language. And the Sharia is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But if the Sharia wants any other word, he will use it. If you want us just to know that the moon somewhere, he will use different word. But he used the word if you see it. This لرؤيته, it has a meaning. To change it again, to say, no, it doesn't mean to see with eyes, see with something else. I need the evidence again from the Sharia. Always ask the Sharia. It's not up to me, up to anyone. طيب صوموا يا مسلمين لرؤيتي when you see it. A question came, should we all see it? Because صوموا all you all start fasting when you see. Should everyone see it? It's a good question. Because in the text, it can be understood like everyone has to see it. Again, we go to Rasul, يا رسول الله, should we? Everyone should see the moon? Okay, a hadith came. سيدنا عبد الله بن عمر رضي الله عنه one of the hadith said ترى الناس لرؤية الهلال يعني it was one day there was close to Ramadan let us go out inside the المدينة look if we see the هلال سيدنا عبد الله بن عمر he said رأيته I saw it I came back to رسول الله عليه وسلم it's one of the hadith صحيحة I saw the هلال I went to رسول الله رأيته oh prophet I saw it سيدنا رسول الله عليه وسلم then the hadith said فصام رسول الله وأمرنا أن نصوم. He start fasting and he asked the Muslimin to start fasting. It's a hadith صحيح. There is another hadith where an Arabi, a Bedouin, came from outside the Medina and he said, يا رسول الله, I saw the Hilal. سيدنا رسول الله asked him, عليه الصلاة والسلام, أتشهد أن لا إله إلا الله? He said, yes. أتشهد أن محمد رسول الله? He said, yes. Then رسول الله said, يا بلال, قم فأذن, أو بلال, go and call the people tomorrow start fasting. Here we have two things. One single Muslim witness was enough for all Muslims. The second, in the second hadith, another condition, it has to be a Muslim. Where Rasul asked him, are you a Muslim? By shahadat Allah ilaha illa Muhammad Rasulullah, it has to be a Muslim. And then the Sunnah has answered the question. Not everyone has to see the moon. It is enough, one. There are other ulama in al-Malikiyya madhab who said two, again, not from their own desire. Those one who said two, they have another hadith mentioned by Abdurrahman ibn Zayd ibn Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu. He mentioned two witness. Again, the ulama discussed that hadith saying it was two witness in this hadith, but it doesn't mean one witness is not enough because we have other hadith. Anyway, two or one, it's not based on anyone, his own opinion. It is the hadith of Rasulullah. Then this issue is finished. Ramadan must. Not everyone has to see it. One single witness is enough that Muslims should start fasting. طيب. Okay, we can understand the Muslim living in villages, in cities, separate from each other, from other region, which we speak about local and not local. The question, everyone has his own sighting. Should everyone just wait until in his region? Again, the question is there. But who can answer this question? It's only Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You ask him again, is there something in the sunnah? And yes, the answer very clear, yes. One day, the Muslims in Medina tried to see the Hilal on the end of Ramadan. They was not able to do it. For they kept fasting 30 of Sha'ban. Because the hadith said, يعني, صوم لرؤيته وافطر لرؤيته, do fasting and break of fasting. If you don't see it for some reason, sky is not clear, whatever. If you don't see it, then continue Sha'ban 30 days. Because the Arabic month, the moon month, we say the moon month, is 30 or 29. If you cannot see the Hilal, keep continue 30. He gives solution. If you don't see the Hilal, just do a 30, very simple. Don't start, maybe the Hilal is hidden, maybe you don't see it. Still, if you, most likely, you will think it is hidden, but Rasulullah will give you a very simple solution. For if he give me this solution, why should I struggle it? Why should I challenge it? Just if he say, you don't see the Hilal, keep going. طيب. In this hadith saying, we tried to see that it was not possible, we kept fasting. And then, and that was the 30 of Sha'ban. On the end of the day, afternoon, some travelers are coming from outside the Medina. They were traveling, they came from outside the Medina. They have been in Al-Medina after late afternoon. And they found people are fasting. And they said, Ya Rasulullah, they were Muslims. Ya Rasulullah, we saw the Hilal yesterday. Very clear statement. Ya Rasulullah, we saw it. He didn't ask them, who are you? From which tribe are you? From where are you coming? How far you was from Medina? He didn't ask anything. Just Muslim have witnessed, we saw the Hilal. Straight away, what did he say? What did he done? Very simple. Okay, break your fasting, and tomorrow we pray the Eid. Very simple. No debate, no discussing, easy. But if the Sharia give you something, just take it. For he asked them to break their fasting and tomorrow go and do Salat al-Eid, which is Sunnah anyway. طيب. Then we have those four elements in the Sunnah. Really, with those four elements, which is very clear, Ramadan is must. Through eye sighting, we have to see the Hilal. Not everyone, one is enough. And any Muslim, anywhere, from where he's coming, when you get the news, just react on it. And build your action based on it, fasting or break of fasting, and that's very simple. That was the, if you read the old hadith, was around this topic. The Muslimin in Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam time, in the Sahaba time, Khulafa Rashidin time, that was the practical thing which has been happened. طيب, what has happened after that? Then that's really the global sighting is based on those al-ayah and the hadith. There are many hadith in this meaning. That was based on it. And that's the majority of the ulama from that time until today. يعني جمهور العلماء, the majority taking this very simple حكم شرعي as I mentioned it. يعني المذهب الحنفي as a majority المعمول به في المذهب the final or the strong حكم in المذهب الحنفي is global sighting. Wherever any Muslim see the moon and you know about it, all Muslims are one ummah, and no Muslim is better than the other, no Muslim has more value than the other, no Muslim land is better than other Muslim land. It is one ummah. For if you know that a Muslim have saw the Hilal, just act as Rasulullah has act. Just follow him, very simple. المذهب الحنفي, المذهب الحنبلي, the same. المذهب المالكي the same. There's always exceptions in this madhahab, individual here and there, but the majority was saying that. Only in المذهب الشافعي, it was a different opinion, again, but it is the global site, the local sighting, and here I want to stop with it. المذهب الشافعي, again, they are not based their opinion based on their own desire. They are not following the hawa, they are not following their desire, And we shouldn't really attack this opinion with the wrong, يعني, with wrongly. Those people have their own evidence. If you want to discuss, discuss their evidence. فالشافعي رضي الله عنه and his followers, the مجتهدين, his madhab, they said, no, we have another evidence. What is that evidence? For sure, it's mentioned, the hadith sahih, that one day a woman has sent a man, Quraib, from Medina to Bilad al-Sham. That time was Muawiyah the Khalif in Bilad al-Sham. The man went to Bilad al-Sham for something to do, and he was there before Ramadan. Ramadan has started while he was there. And they saw the Hilal on Friday night, or Thursday night, whatever. They saw the Hilal, let me say Thursday night, Laylatul Jum'ah. And they start Ramadan Yawm al-Jum'ah in Bilad al-Sham. This man, when he finished his job, what to do in Bilad al-Sham, he came back to Al-Madinah. That was on the end of Ramadan. And then he met with Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma. It was some debate between them. For Abdullah ibn Abbas asked him, when have you started Ramadan? He said, we saw the Hilal in the night of Friday. And we started Friday. Abdullah ibn Abbas said, no, we saw it Friday. We start on Saturday. Good, no problem. If you see it here, you see it there, and there's no communication, there's no telephone, no radio station, no TV, no. Oh, people, how can you know that you saw it? Naturally, you will build your action based on what you see. Yani, there's no news come to them in the same day. Anyway, Abdullah ibn Abbas said, no, we saw it Friday, we saw Saturday. Then this Quraib asked Ibn Abbas, are you going to follow Muawiyah sighting or Bilad al-Sham sighting? Ibn Abbas said no. And then he said, هَكَذَا أَمَرَنَا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. That's how Rasulullah صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ has ordered us. Finish. The hadith finish. Okay. For sure, as ulama, they have to stop with this. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas, one of the great sahaba, is a sahabi, is a man, is a alim. It's not, يعني, you cannot just ignore his says. You cannot do that. Then Shafi'i stop with that. He say, okay, this is exceptions. If, or in his school of thought, in Shafi'i school of thought, they said if the distance is so big, far from each other, and for sure, and you can imagine that their time, as I said, there's no communication. If it's really too far, how can you know what in Andalus in Spain, what is in Medina? That time was impossible. For some of the ulama, Shafi'i madhab, they say if that far, and they put the example of Andalus, Spain, and Hijaz, for sure you cannot know that everyone has his own sighting. But if it's close, like, and they put the example of Baghdad and Kufa, close to each other, no, it should be one. But there are others in the same madhab, they say, okay, the distance should be at least that where a traveler can shortage his salah. In the madhab, Shafi'i is about 81 kilometer. Again, that was the debate among the people who said it is local sighting. The ulama, the other madhahib, they stopped with this statement and they said, look, we have the Quran saying Ramadan is must, the hadith sahiha, general speaking, and the hadith that Rasulullah ﷺ has used the witness of others who came from outside Medina. Then that's hadith sahiha. To ignore those ones and to accept this one, there's a problem for many reasons. The first one, you don't, Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas, he didn't narrate exactly what Rasulullah has said. He said just, that's how Rasulullah ordered us. He didn't say exactly how he said it. What did he said? There's no part of the hadith. To study the hadith, to see how he said it. Is there illah? Is there a reason? Is there an, I have to see the text. For they said, I have critics there, and have here some sahabi who said, that's how Rasulullah told us. And then they come to the conclusion, this, how Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas said it, it is his own ijtihad. It's his own ijtihad. Now, with ijtihad of a sahabi, or ijtihad of any mujtahid in the world, you cannot really limit the general text in the hadith and the sunnah, in the sunnah, the Quran. Yani, if the sunnah and Quran is there general, only Rasulullah ﷺ can limit that one. If someone do ijtihad, that's his own ijtihad. But he cannot cancel the general in the Quran. Yani, when Allah says, وَأَحَلَّ اللَّهُ الْبَيْعَ وَحَرَّمَ الرِّبَى. You know, selling, buying, bay'a, selling, buying is halal. It's a very general text. You can sell it. With this text, you can sell anything. You can buy anything. Halal, not me, not you, not any alim in the world can say, but don't sell tomato. He cannot. It's not up to him. I need an evidence from Quran, from Sunnah. For if Sayyidina Rasulullah came and said, don't sell what you don't own. لا تبع ما لا تملك. If you don't own something, you are not allowed to sell it. Don't sell. It's vacuum. Then here, the Sunnah has the right to limit that general. But if a mujtahid do his own ijtihad, we say that's his own ijtihad. But you cannot cancel the text with his own ijtihad. Then they said that Abdullah ibn Abbas عنهما, do his own ijtihad. That's why the majority of the ulama, they reject to accept that as a hadith. They say that's his own ijtihad. And through his ijtihad, we don't limit the general text in the Quran. And that is in the clash with the hadith, sahih, where it's saying that Sayyidina Rasulullah has accepted those travelers who came from outside Medina. It's in clash with it. That's why 1300 years, the majority of the ulama among Ummah al-Islam was carrying this opinion that the global sighting, this Ummah is one sighting is enough, and we should start together and end together. That was the general opinion among Ummah al-Islam. طيب. We have the third opinion coming to us. The third opinion, which is calculation. Again, if we want to take it from the right angle, those ones who spoke about calculation are two groups. One of them really try to use a shari'i debate. Try to use a shari'i reason why did he want to use it. But there is many of them, really they don't use any shari'i reason, just they use the mind. And we are in the 21st century, we shouldn't be backward, we should accept the knowledge, we should respect the knowledge, we shouldn't be decline, you know. And they start from that angle, and that's really very bad. That's very bad way how you deal with Islam, with the Sharia. Because we all Muslims, we respect the ilm, we respect the knowledge, we respect what Allah SWT gave us. But that's different from respecting something and using it in replacement, a Shari'i way. That's two different things. To say, I don't accept that, it doesn't mean that you are against the ilm. يعني سيدنا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم when Allah says الزنا is haram, الزنا is haram, how can you prove this man, this woman doing zina? It is three ways. Four witnesses, which described the Sharia, how? Four witnesses, or someone submit, يعني he admit, I done it. The man is free will, he know what he's saying, speak about, and he comes say, I done it. Or the third, if pregnancy for a not married woman. These are the three ways how to prove that crime. Right? If you have today one witness come to you say, look, I saw a man or woman doing zina. Okay, and? He say, I am right, I'm sure. In Islam, you have to take him to court, you have to punish him. Because what did he do? It's one of the seven big sins, which is إِمَّا رَجْمُ الْمُحْصَنَاتِ. You have to accuse women or people without evidence. Then you have to punish this man. Because Islam asks you this case to keep silent, to cover your brother. If you come out say that, you will be punished. But the man said, look, I challenge you. I am right. Please use DNA to prove I am right. And I take you to the high court. Because I am sure I saw it, I am right. And I challenge you, I ask for DNA. DNA is a knowledge. No one say, no, it's not a knowledge. No one said it is it is big mistake can be done to you. No, we know it is a very, very, yes, يعني it's a big knowledge and maybe 99.9% is true. But are we going to change the four witnesses which the Sharia has asked and use this way? For sure not. It's not because through DNA we are not sure. Maybe you are sure more than the four witnesses. But the Sharia, Allah al-Hakim, Allah the wise, he asked this way for his wisdom. He know why did he want that. It's not up to me, the man with the limit mind, to to change it because I think I have something bigger than the four witnesses. I have something which it is not what is right, which is wrong, which is doubt, which is the clear cut. Allah has put something, a way how to deal with this thing. I have to stay with it. Again, you know, some people use that, and I don't like that one strongly. And they start, those people are stupid, they don't take the knowledge, they are against the knowledge, they are, you know, and that's very bad, that's very bad. The other one said, no, it's not like that. Sayyidina Rasulullah said in this hadith, نحن إنا أمة أمية. We are Ummah, what's Ummiyah?
Illiterate.
Okay, and he explained it, we don't write, we don't read. لا 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 نكتب لا نقرأ. We don't write, we don't read. That's why, okay, he said, we are أمة أمية, لا نقرأ, لا نحسب, we don't calculate. الشهر هكذا وهكذا. الشهر is 1, 2, 3, or 1, 2, and you do 9. They said, okay, from this hadith we understand, because we are أمة أمية, we use the eyesighting. Because we are Ummah, we cannot do calculation, because this is illah. It's the reason why we look with eyes, the reason. Because we are Ummah Ummiyah, that's why we don't use calculation. That means because we are today not more Ummah Ummiyah, then we can use calculation. Okay. Here they start to do shar'i, yani, to speak about the illah, the reason, the hukum. Then here they start to use the shar'i way of thinking. It's not up to their desire. They say in the hadith we understand there's a illah. There's a reason. For sure, if it's a true illah, it's easy. Just use the illah. But 1300 years, no one of the ulama was able to see that illah, and you see it today? That's a big question. If that was the illah because we are Ummah Ummiyah, then the Ummah will really put effort to change that situation. But they haven't. It was time in the Abbasid time where the Ummah was very, very far in this knowledge of space and but they haven't used it. The ulama rejected it. Because the word al-illah in any text, in Arabic language, you say it's the illah, the reason for that's why the hukum was legislated. In the illah, in the Arabic language, will be used in some forms. Not anything is illah. It has to be in some forms. Some, yani we say, sigat al-illah, yani structure of building of the words, you say it's illah. And no one who knows Arabic will say in this hadith this is illah. That's why the ulama, they reject it. That's from this side. We say, okay, 1300 years was not the case. And all ulama rejected from this case. Not because they were stupid, not because they were close-minded, not because they were backward. No, it was easy for them to do that. Why should they reject it? But because they know the Arabic, and it was no pressure from the reality around them on them. I will come to this point later on. Today the change is not because they become smart and they have discovered something which was not there. No, today because the pressure on the Muslims are too high and you have to change your deen, your reality to suit the reality. You have to change. Anyway, even sighting the moon is not an issue. We are not against sighting the moon. We are not against to use it somewhere else. This knowledge, this great knowledge. Hatta in the sighting, you can see something and you can have benefit of it. But when Sayyidina Rasulullah put a way how to deal with it, why should I change it? For what reason? They said for some reason we want to do it easy for the Muslims. SubhanAllah, last year, those ones who do calculation, they was not united. They do that in 2 days. And they do the calculation. Now you blame us by I citing that we don't unite the Ummah, but with your calculation you do the same. Even the reason is not more there. Your claim is not more there. The division is still there. Because to bridge or to stop this division, Islam has given us one single way. If we don't solve that problem, we will never be united on this issue like many other issues. How can you solve a problem like that? How can the Ummah follow one single opinion where it is ijtihadi issues? How can you? It's very small, very, 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 very clear text. Al-Imam Junnah. The Imam of the Muslimin, Amr al-Imam yarfa'u al-khilaf. If the Muslims have one Imam, there's an issue with different opinion, he will adopt one of the opinions, and all Muslims have to follow the Imam of the Muslimin. As long as we don't have Imam, no one is able to unite the Muslimin. No one, not government, not the Arab League, not the Muslim League, not the, anything can unite you. Not Muslim Council or Islamic Council in Sydney. No one can unite it. It's a divided ummah, 55 countries, maybe hundreds of division. I want to be the leader. I am the main here in Australia. I am the first one. I am the second one. Who is the leader, me or you? Who can decide? Who should decide? Even the element of division is many and many and many. And we don't have the solution, which the Imam of the Muslimin. Right. That's why I don't go with details. Those ones now come to you, speak about the moon, when the moon, details, how it moves itself, from where, from how many degree, how many. That's all. If you said yes, calculation has to be taken, okay, then go to those people who are specialized in that knowledge, and this, not everyone should be with that one. Go ask those specialized people. And everyone is able to study it. Everyone can spend a few hours, go to Google, look to that one, is able to write something, to come to you as a knowledgeable man in that thing. But I am not, and it's not my field. And anyway, I say we reject it as whole. But if you accept it, it's easy. Just go and study it. They are specialized people. طيب. فإذن we got those three, global, local, and calculations. The problem now is more than that. In the Muslim land, in the last many decades, never was sighting the moon based on global or local or hatta calculation. It's a pure political decisions. Pure political decisions. This king is upset with the other king. This country is upset with the other country. We don't want to unite it. No, we want 1987, I give you just one of the experience. 1987 in Jordan, in the evening of the 29th of Ramadan, in the evening, it was news, TV, and everyone was waiting for the glad tidings, tomorrow Eid or not. In the news, you know, news have summary and then they do the explanation, second part of the news. They start with the summary and then they do explanation. In the summary, they brought the news that Qadi al-Qudha, his name was Ibhilan, I don't know if he's alive or passed away, rahmatullah alayhi, I don't know. Qadi al-Qudha in Amman, he gave a statement that a witness has witnessed that he saw the Hilal of Shawwal, that's why tomorrow is the Eid. A Shar'i witness, finish. After a few minutes with the explanation of the news, it's absolute opposite. The news said the same Qadi al-Qudha, Mhilan, it has not been cited, and that's why tomorrow we continue Ramadan, and the day after is the Eid. Within a few minutes, 10, 15, 20 minutes, the whole news in between, and the people are surprised to go on. Just 10 minutes ago, you say, a witness was there, and that means he came to the court, you ask him and everything, and he say, yes, I saw it. And you accept it, and you give it. And then you say, no. We send a delegation, the Hizb has sent a delegation to this man. We want to do a comment on it, but before you do comment, you have to ask, what's going on? Why is that happened? A delegation went to this man to ask him, what has happened, Sheikh? He said, brother, I tell you what has happened. What? He said, after the first ones happened, a call came from the king palace, Ad-Diwan al-Malaki. A phone came to me, and he said to me, yeah, and he used bad word. They swear him with bad word. That's not your field, or that's not your responsibility to decide when the Eid is. It is our. And you have to go back to the TV and to kadhib nafsak. To say that you was wrong or you are a liar. Now, they want Jesus to put him down. And they forced him to do that second statement. That time we have really gave a leaflet, which is, we have it now. Just to show you, it has nothing with the moon. If the moon is there, just for moon, Jordan, or Egypt, or Pakistan, Bangladesh, you know, India, this is country close to each other, it's the border. The border which the kuffar has put between the Muslimin, this political border is a border, lines, which the kuffar took the pen, they have the map. This is Pakistan, this is Kashmir, this is Jordan, Syria, Palestine, Egypt, and this is the border. And sometimes they do a tricky gray area. No one should know, is that mice or yous? Okay, go ahead and struggle and do fighting 50 years, 100 years about it. That's why you have always gray areas between Syria, Jordan, Kuwait, and Iraq, and that's why always wars. Because the kuffar done it with intention to keep fighting. طيب, how can be a moon or hilal between Egypt and Libya, Libya and Tunis, Tunis and how? For sure, that's a joke. It has nothing with the Shafi'i madhhab, absolutely nothing. In the Surali here, someone, okay, we have the same problem. Offices, groups, sheikhs, who, me, you. And we say, just explain to the people. What I'm worried about, to be honest with you, what I'm worried about? I'm not going to, no one is able to unite the Muslim, not here in Surali, not anywhere. But what I'm worried about, I feel, I see, those youth who are growing up here, and they see this clash, bad wars, bad attack, you damage this trust in Islam. You damage the image of Islam in their hearts. They say, what's going on here? Why those shuha fighting? Why those sinners fighting? And you don't explain to them why. Still, if you have two different opinions, please explain to the youth why this, in a good way, that they respect you and they respect the other opinion. Don't just attack, I am the right, everyone is. No, this is another Sharia opinion. This, to win the trust in Islam. For me, important is Islam, not me, not a sheikh, not a hizb, not a party, not a center. For me, Islam, the value of Islam. Not who will be first, not who has more follower. Islam don't need follower. Islam need people really who trust it, who know it, who really close to it. Followers, we have millions of followers. It's easy, a sheikh, to create followers. I am the sheikh, and I'll give you a little bit. You have to be follower. Don't ask. I am the sheikh. That's now how to do revival among the ummah. Revival if everyone understand you. If everyone know his Islam. Everyone is a leader. Don't feel I am threatened if I have millions of leaders. Be proud that you have millions of leaders. But the way of you want to do, I am a sheikh, you are a follower. You have to be stupid, don't ask anything, you are have no knowledge, and just keep saying, thank you, sheikh, kiss my hand maybe. That's what I'm really worried about. That's why we have to explain from where's division, a true division, true Shari'a division, true Shari'a ijtihad. Then the people are proud. Islam is wide. There is way of thinking, there's ijtihad, there's effort, and that's Shari'a, that's Shari'a. Don't feel bad if something like that happened. And that's how you create revival. And people start to debate about the Dalil Shari'a, the Shari'a evidence. Here you increase their knowledge. You do high level. Instead of you are that, he is that. But really, that's for me the main point. Now, they added here something in Surah Ali last year, I think the Council of the Imams, they do a statement last Ramadan. And the first point which they have put, and here we have to stop on it. Because I know, and everyone who is following things, there is very, very big effort put in the community, Muslim community, from the government, to destroy, as I said, the way of a Muslim should think. They want you a Muslim who pray and fast, but you think as a capitalist. You think as a kafir. What's the difference between Muslim and kafir in the way of thinking? I tell you, in very simple, in very short sentence. When a kafir thinks about, I want to do something, I want to say something. To say yes or no, he will say, what benefit I have? What benefit I have to do that or not to do it? To say that or not to say it? The issue is the value is benefit. What's with a Muslim? It should be, should I do that or not? Should I say that? Is that haram or halal? My question should be always, is that haram or halal? Those two small things, is that haram or halal? Is there benefit or not? That's the difference between Islam and kufr. You see how short it is? But it changed the whole life. Because to say haram and halal, I have to go to ask Islam, in all my issues, all my affairs, I am a slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That will affect me in all details in my life. Is that benefit or not? You have this leadership in the world today, struggle. The capitalists, they are ready to destroy things, to create wars, civil wars, to occupy countries, just for the benefit. Muslims went to conquered countries not to have the benefit, to spread the deen of Allah. You see, it will affect everything. Okay, because I know there is big effort, big money put to create leadership for the Muslim community. What leadership? Now it was a conference last week in Sydney here. It is controlled by the government, paid by the government. We want to create leadership for Muslim youth. Who paid the money? The government, mashallah. They are worried about Muslim and Muslim youth, and they take some shuha to teach them how to challenge radicalism in the Islamic community. That's shameful. Shameful that a Muslim, or a sheikh accept to go to a course by the government to tell him how to challenge your brother. It's really shameful. You know, I can't understand there's a Muslim has different opinion with another Muslim, and I can't understand there's a clash between a Muslim and another Muslim. I can't understand that. That can happen. It can be hot debate, no problem. But you should be sincere Muslim. That should be your own understanding for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not to go to courses with the kuffar to teach you how to challenge your brother. There's too much effort put in the community. Okay, again, we come back to the statement which the Islamic Council, what they call the Imams? The Imams Council in Sydney. They said, according to this issue of citing Ramadan, they said, we consider Australia as separate and independent country. Separate and independent country. Fine. Hello, you are Imams. And Imams have to speak according to the Shara. Fine, okay. We have the three options. Global citing. Where can you put this statement with the ones who say global citing? It's not there, it's wrong. It cannot be separate, cannot be independent. If you speak about global. If you speak about calculation, again, calculation is international. There's no calculation for each country. And then you cannot put this one with the calculation. The third option is
regional.
Okay. Regional, when we ask him by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how you put Darwin with Sydney, not with Indonesia. If you speak about region, one close to the other. Why you put Australia? Because Australia, the word Australia means the political border. Why do you want to put or Perth with Sydney, not with Indonesia? Why not? With Shari'a reason. With geographical reason. There's no Shari'a reason. There's no geographical. And then you haven't implemented any one of the three opinions. You create all your own. Which one is serving this one? We look to Australia as independent. Independent means independent from the Muslim land. And I tell you how much effort put just to separate the Muslimin here to create Australian Islam. American Islam, Australian Islam, Europe Islam, and everyone has his own Islam. Hell, inshallah, they will be not successful. But there are people, okay, I will be finished, inshallah. But there are people with effort. If we keep silent, we are not aware about, we don't put the knowledge. Yes, after 50 years, maybe they are successful. They are shayateen walking day and night. That's why we have to bring this. We have to rise up. No one should feel upset. Oh, he attacked me. No, I don't attack anyone, really. I have nothing. We are not in competition. We don't have marakas. We don't have centers. We don't have leadership. Nothing. We don't have funding. But the truth has to stay there. The truth has to be said. The ahkam shari'i has to be clear. We shouldn't really gamble with Islam. We shouldn't play with the shari'a. You can't play with anything. Play with business, with money, with whatever, wealth. But when you come to the Sharia, you have to be sincere Muslim. 100% sincere. Still, if you're wrong, no problem. If you do mistake as a human being, no problem. But you have to be sincere. Anyone who is not sincere, just to please the kuffar. It was time, 10 years ago, everyone was speaking about eyesighting. In the radio station, we are waiting. We are waiting for news. Someone saw the moon, someone. But we find out later on, they told us we are waiting for the news, but already they gave a call to the police 1 week before that day. We want you to close the street. They gave information to the politician to come 1 week before, come that day, the Eid. But to the community, they say no. We are waiting for sighting. Why you are not sincere with me? Why you let people joking on me? Those police, they will laugh. Our Muslims are waiting for some call, but we know it is Thursday or Wednesday or Friday. Why should you deal with me like that? It's very bad. Be brave. Say, look, I do calculation. Okay, be brave, say that. Why not? End of the day, Allah will judge me and you, not me, not you. Allah will judge, and may Allah so accept all of us. But be sincere, be clear, be brave. فإذن, that's really what I'm coming from, brother. Not a clash, not a competition, but we have to be worried about, we have to give the knowledge of Islam. We have to give the knowledge of all ijtihad issues that we here protect the Muslim from, especially the youth, the young people, not to turn against Islam. That's what I'm worried about. That's why we have to speak about it. This issue that Muslims are should be united on the sighting, as I said, it was the majority of the ulama. Now, if you say that, you become the isolated one, as if you have done something wrong. SubhanAllah, 1300 years, majority of ulama, mujtahideen, they carry this opinion, but because those people, they have a loud voice, and they are, you know, government, they lack them, they have the loud voice, and you become the one who is outside. That's why if we keep things without saying the truth, with the time it will be changed. And maybe after 50 years we'll find ourselves somewhere else. Okay, so for the long time, inshallah I will stop here. I leave that with you, inshallah, if some question, inshallah we'll cover it through question and answer. Barakallahu fiikum. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. Podcasts on current events, Islamic guidance, Quran tafsir, and seerah are available at islampodcasts.com as well as on iTunes. Rate, review, and comment, and let us know how we can grow in our knowledge to better serve our community. Please subscribe, share, and tell a friend about islampodcasts.com.